And welcome to the Joe Paul Evans Arena at the West Plains Civic Center, along with Curtis Blue to my right, along with Nate Hudson, engineering in the studio, and of course, Drew Joyce at the helm when it comes to the video and the live stream. We welcome you to Grizzly basketball for the second night in a row from the Civic Center. The Grizzlies tonight will be playing the Rockets from Southern Arkansas University Tech, and they're from East Camden, Arkansas, which is just about a stone's throw from saying you're in Louisiana. They are truly in the southernmost portion of the state. And last night, they beat Lanier Tech by 12, 72-60. They are 5-1, and they'll be a tough opponent. We saw them here last year, and they had some bodies. They had some players, and they bring the same sort of team in here this year. The Grizzlies won last night by 3, 63-60, by the hair of their chin. And they did it in spite of 17 for 29 free throw shooting. Last night, was you talk about lucky to go home with a win last night. Curtis, the Grizzlies, very fortunate to come out on the upside of that.
That is very true. If they wouldn't have made the free throws, it wouldn't have even been close. Hopefully we'll rebound and knock down the free throws tonight.
Well, tonight also is a continuation of the toy drive for the Howell County Christmas toy drive here at Grizzly Games tonight through the 28th. Bring a toy for your admission, and that will help the toy drive. You can get in and see a Grizzly ball game. So that's going on through the 28th. Looks like we're going to have pretty much the same starting lineup for the Grizzlies tonight as we had last night, and we'll go through both lineups as we get ready to tip it off in a matter of just probably about 3 minutes from right now. Grizzly basketball tonight here, and then we're back again Tuesday night at the Civic Center, where the Grizzlies will host a very good National Park team from Hot Springs, Arkansas. We got an eye full of them last season. In fact, they beat us here on our home court first time we met, and then the Grizzlies returned the favor and beat National Park down at Hot Springs a little bit later on. Anyway, we're going to have the starting lineups for the crowd here, which is continuing to gather. I don't think we're going to have as big a crowd as we had last night, but all the same, it'll be a good contest between the Grizzlies and the Rockets from Southern Arkansas Tech University. Curtis and I will come back and have the starters in just a moment on Hot Country KDY. All right, we come back to the Civic Center, and we're about ready to play basketball. Southern Arkansas University Tech has been introduced, and we'll pick up the Grizzly starting five as we get ready to go tonight. Starting five for the Grizzlies this evening, coached by Jared Faye. We'll line up like this. Kyle Germany wears zero, and he will be the point guard tonight. He is a 6'3 sophomore from Detroit, Michigan. Carlos Paul is a 6'5 sophomore from Southfield, Michigan. Davian Downey, 6'3 freshman from Toronto. Also in the starting five is Trayon Grant Foster, 6'6 freshman from Kansas City. And Lionel Kamwimba playing in the post. He is a 6'8 freshman from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Jared Fay is assisted by Michael Poindexter and Joe Greenwood. And we'll get to the officials in just a little while. So the Grizzlies will be in the home white tonight. The Rockets will be in the navy blue with yellow, and we're just about ready to get this ball rolling. The Rockets have altered their starting five a little bit, and we'll pick up the differences here as this game gets going. Jump center is going to be won by the Rockets, and this basketball game is underway. And with the ball, Yashawn Kinsey to the middle at the high post. Turn to the middle, and a turn shot by Fountain is up and good. Boy, that was quick. And a nice shot there, Curtis.
Yes, it was, and 13 seconds into the game.
2-0 score. Bounce pass, high post. Carlos Paul holds it. Gets it over to Trayon. Trayon dribbles over. Pass cross court. Kyle Germany in the left corner. Baseline floater in the air and around, no good. Ball is going to be bobbled and picked up finally by the Rockets. Javon Smith. Javon Smith, freshman guard from Missouri City, Texas. To the right corner now. Back out it goes on the wing. Here's a three. He launched off the back iron. No good. Rebound. Nice by Fountain, and he puts it back up and in. Christopher Fountain, a sophomore from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. 6'4". Now in the middle. Trayon with it. Trap back outside. 4-0 score. Grizzlies try to eat into this early lead. Backdoor pass. Here's Carlos with a tough catch on the baseline. He's double-teamed. Has nowhere to go. Wrap around. There's pass inside. And the dunk. Two-hander by Lionel Kimwemba. And the Grizzlies are on the board. It's 4-2.
Good job there by Carlos to keep it keep the possession alive and find Lionel underneath the rim.
On the left wing, here's a quick launch for a three. That's off the mark. Ball is picked up by Trayon. Off miss that time by Deion McDaniel. Grizzlies come back in the white from left, from right to left. Kyle Germany at the point. Pulls up, picks up the dribble. Gets it over to Javon Downey, going curling to the right to the baseline. All the way to the far left corner. Trayon up fake. Dribbles, crosses over, gets in, puts it up off the board, and good. Well, that drive had about three elements to it. And the best one, of course, the ball going in. Out to the point now. It's Yashawn McKenzie on the right wing. Here's a drive and a floater off the move, and it's Javon Smith with his first basket of the ball game for the Rockets. And it's 6-4. Grizzly basketball trying to tie or maybe take the lead. Bounce to the point. Lionel Kimwemba gets it over now. Carlos Paul. Carlos at the right point. Waits, hands it off. Trade on Grant Foster down the key. Free throw line. Pulls up. He'll shoot it. It's up and good. Trayon from 15 ties it at 6. Front court, Javon Smith to the point. They get it to the high post. Up fake, put it on the deck, drive in, right hand scoop shot won't go. Ball will be pulled off by Lionel Kimwemba, and a foul will be called on the Rockets. And again, Lionel, who didn't really score much at all in the ball game last night. How many points did Lionel have? He only had 5, but he really played a good overall game, especially on the defensive end of the floor. And he was the Don's Auto Service player of the game for that. Grizzly basketball. Down the key, Trayon drives in, lost his balance, lost the ball. Turnover, back the other way, 2-1-2 break, right-hand scoop layup, no good. Going to be a charge, and how about that good hustle that time, getting back on defense by Downey for the Grizzlies.
And glad to see Downey back in the game after exiting last night's game with an injury.
Javon Downey draws the charge, and the Grizzlies have the ball. Tie game, chance to take the lead here. Tied at 6. 16:45 to go in the first half from the Civic Center. Trayon Grant Foster to the point to the left wing with it. Javon Downey up past baseline. TGF has it. Backs it down. Gets trapped underneath. Picks up the dribble. Up and under. Right hand scoop is no good. Ball tipped in the air. Picked up by Carlos Paul. He'll put it up and no good, but a foul on the play. And the Grizzlies will shoot free throws.
Carlos is already making an impact on both sides of the floor tonight.
At the free throw line, first of the night for either team. Free throw is good. That's a good start. And we'll have a few subs coming in now for the Rockets. They'll get a postman, Keyshawn Cotton, in the game, a freshman from Pearland, Texas. Free throw shot again is good again. So it's an 8-6 game. Grizzlies enjoy the lead. Out high, it's Javon Smith to the right point. Christopher Fountain to the free throw line. Back to Fountain with an up fake dribble free throw line. Pull up 16-footer off the back iron. High in the air for the rebound. TGF, and he brings it up on the dribble. Holds it, gets it out to the point. Kumwimba has to dribble, now gets it over to Kyle Germany on the right side, and they'll pull it back outside with 12 on the shot clock near the timeline. Goes left on the dribble, crossover, step back, shoots a three. That ball is way off the mark. Lionel Kumwimba with a good hustle job gets that 50-50 ball for the Grizzlies. Gets it outside to Downey on the left side. Kyle puts it on the deck. Left-hand layup on the run. It's good. Boy, he is quick to the basket. 10-6 ball game, and we'll get a timeout on the floor called by the Rockets. 15:20 to go in the first half. It's the Grizzlies 10, Rockets 6. Back in a minute. Make that back in 30 seconds on KDY. Back with Curtis Ballou. I'm Harlan Hutchison, and here we go. Back to play. It's a 10-6 ball game. Grizzlies have the 4-point lead. And Tom Emmerich in the ball game for the Grizzlies from Mansfield. 6'5", the freshman. Grizzlies are in a zone at the free throw line. Fountain, hook pass on the corner. Open shot for a three, rims off. And the rebound, Javon Downey has it for the Grizzlies. He gets it back over to Kyle Germany, back over to Javon up the right sideline, on the deck, all the way, wrap around left corner. Carlos with a three, and it's good! Grizzlies, Curtis, a far better start tonight than last night.
Yes, sir, it sure is.
Pass over in the right corner. Keyshawn Cotton now on the left side. Here's a follow-up from 15. Rims off the front iron. Ball loose on the floor. Players dive, goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Rockets. It'll be Grizzly ball. Javon Downey with Trayon, Grant Foster, Carlos Paul, Tom Emmerich, and Kyle Germany. And it's Javon bringing it over the timeline, standing in the Grizzlies' mouth. At the left elbow, Emmerich will pick the ball up, gets it out to Germany. He gets a little shove by Paul, puts it on the floor, moves in, fall away, shot is good as he was falling on his rear end for about 15 feet on the right side of the key.
I do not know how he just made that.
Fountain now for the Rockets. It's a 15-6 game. Lob over the top. Foster gets the ball deflected and picks it up. Goes the other way. 2-on-2. Puts it on the floor to the baseline. Good move. Spin around move. Up off the rim. No good. But a foul on the play. And boy, that was the more you see Trayon play, the more you appreciate kind of offensive ability he has. And he just made a move that I haven't seen yet this year.
He's going to be a special player for us. I can see it already in the second game.
Free throw, good. Trayon now with 5 points. With another to come here, we're 3-for-3 at the free throw line. The Grizzlies will get Urji Hanami in the ball game in just a moment. One more try for 24, and it's a round no good. Ball comes off, and it's rebounded by Charles Hervey, freshman from another one from Texas. They have a half dozen kids from Texas on this team. Here's a shot from the corner for a three. It rattles around and goes in. That's Keyshawn Cotton. And the first three of the night for the Rockets. 16-9, Grizzlies with the basketball. Javon Downey out front. In the game, Glenn Applewhite, freshman from Fresno, Texas for the Rockets. Here's a drive and a layup. Left-hand reverse. Spin off the glass. Good. How about that move by Tom Emmerich for the Grizzlies? That is a nice move. Down the lane. Now we're going to have a holding foul call. Call against the Grizzlies at the defensive end. That'll be on Trayon as he comes out of the ball game. Gage Pitts and Urji Hanami come in. Lionel Kumwimba back in the lineup. He'll come in for Carlos Paul. Inbound play for the Rockets. They're trailing 18-9 in the left corner. Back to the point. To the right wing. Apple White for three. No good. Ball comes off, and Nunami has the rebound. Cross court. Gage pitch down the left side of the key. Gets cut off. Has to pull it back. Pressured by Applewhite out front, who has the biggest head of hair I've seen all year. Lob pass, get pass over to the left point. Ball fake in the key. Crossover for the right corner. Emmerich going to shoot a three from the corner, and it's good. Tom Emmerich has five off the bench. 21-9. Out front, Christian Blair in the paint. Gets hung up. Bounce pass over on the block. Back to the point, Applewhite. Left point. To the low side. Ball loose in the paint. Picked up by Emmerich. And the Grizzlies pick up the turnover. And a foul at midcourt. Careless foul on Keyshawn Cotton, just reaching in for no apparent reason. And he picks up the personal. That's the fifth team foul now on the Rockets. Urji Hanami will throw the ball in for the Grizzlies. Urge in the ball game. Two Canadians on the court for the Grizzlies. Lob pass on the inbound to the other Canadian, Javon Downing. To the right corner, lost the dribble, got it back. Javon spins to his left. Hook pass out to the point, threw it out of bounds, and that will buy you a ticket to the bench. As Kyle comes in and Javon goes out. Javon's taking a little bit of time to acclimate. He's getting a little closer every night. He's played well so far tonight. Here's a lob pass to the right side. Applewhite, bad pass out front. Loose ball is picked up. With 11:40 to go in the first half over on the left side. Here's a shot for a three. That's short. Ball comes off over the back of Muhammad, or over the back of Kamwimba inside, and we'll have a foul called. And that'll be the second foul call on Keyshawn Cotton. So Lionel Kamwimba, along with Urji Hanami, Kyle Germany, Gage Pitts, and Trayon Grant Foster are the five now as we enter the last 11 and a half minutes of the first half. 21-9 Grizzlies. Playing well early. Pass low block, posting up down low. Trayon fadeaway shot, and he gets fouled on the shot, and he'll shoot two, and Glenn Applegate will pick up. I said Applegate. I wrote Applegate in my book, but it's Applewhite with the personal foul. And so it'll be two shots in the act of shooting. And the free throw is good. Where are all these last night? I was wondering the same thing. Grizzlies 4 out of 5 in the line. Next free throw is good. 23-9. And as slow as we started last night, we're starting that much better tonight. Here's a three from the right wing. That's nearly an air ball. And it goes out of bounds off Christian Blair's misfire. And the Grizzlies get it back as we hit the 11-minute mark. Gage Pitts, bounce pass up high. Kamwimba hands it to him. He dribbles across, picks it up to the point. Kyle Germany down the lane, kicks it back out to Gage. Gage spins to the middle, double team, no one to help. Lob pass out to the point to Germany with 10:50 to play. 8 on the shot clock and a whistle and offensive foul will be the call against the Grizzlies. Lionel Kamwimba for a moving screen.
Lionel's first foul, second team foul for the Grizzlies.
So the Grizzlies are in the bonus now, shooting the 1-1. The Rockets are only on two team fouls on the Grizzlies. Pass to the left corner. Open shot. Applewhite for three. No good, but a foul's going to be called. And Riley Whitaker, who just came in the ballgame, is going to pick up the foul. So he'll get three free throws. Glenn Applewhite, the fourth, from Fresno, Texas. Free throw try is no good. Like I said, the state of Texas is better represented than any other state on this team. They've got six teams in Arkansas, but they only have four from Arkansas. The second of two is good, so one for two for Glenn Applewhite. 23-10 is the score with 10:38 to play. First half from the Civic Center. Next one is short. Rebound knocked away from Whitaker. Picked up inside, lost again, and this time Riley comes away with it. Kyle Germany out high. Down the key. Puts it up. Off the glass. No good. Got a little too far underneath. And the ball is taken down by the Rockets. Up the sideline they come with Yashawn McKenzie. Baseline wraparound pass is going to be thrown out of bounds. It was deflected by the Grizzlies. 22 on the shot clock, 10:16 to go on the first half clock. 23-10 the score gauge. Pitts will come out. Devon Downey will come back in. Lob it out front on the inbound play. The Rockets on offense. Charles Hervey on the perimeter. Applewhite now. They'll circle out front with Yashawn McKenzie. Applewhite to McKenzie. Shoots a three from way out, and it's good. Well, that should have been worth four. That was a bomb. 23-13. Kyle Germany out high, double team splits it on the dribble, pulls up, shoots 12-footer, it's no good, and the rebound is taken down by the Rockets. They can go back the other way, down by 10. Over on the right side of the floor. Put it on the deck, right-hand rim, they'll feed it to the cutter, shot blocked away by Trayon, and somebody got called for a foul, but it could not possibly have been 24, could it?
I'm thinking it is.
I'll be darned. Oh, my gosh. Well, he couldn't have been on the block because the block shot was totally clean. Must have been with the body. 9:28 to go in the first half. Media timeout. Grizzlies 23. Rockets 13. 10-point game. We're back in a minute on KDY. All right, we come back with 9:28 to go in the first half. 23-13 is the score, and the free throw shooter for the Rockets will be Christian Blair, sophomore from East Point, Michigan. The lefty puts up the first one. It's good. The officials are Max Beardley, Tim Filer, and Lance Thomas for this non-region game. Next one is good. Let's see if the Rockets apply a little pressure here. Looks like they will. Up the left side, Riley Whitaker. Back out to Javon Downey. Gets it across. Kendon Peebles in the ball game for the first time tonight. And the ball stolen away from behind from Carlos Ball. Back on the break they come. Shot from the point. No good. Rebound comes off. Loose on the deck. Picked up by Peebles. Gets it over Javon Downey now. Grizzlies hold it up a little bit. Kendon gets it. Back it up to the point. 23-15, Grizzlies by 8. Kyle Germany, ball fake, dribbles over, gets it now to Carlos Ball at the point. Carlos over, Javon Downey has it. To the corner to Carlos. Holds it, jab step, 3 seconds, gets it into the paint. Here's Kendon with a turn off the board, no good. Rebound, Carlos gets it. Goes up strong with a right hand, won't fall, gets it again. Ball fake, up. Good foul on the play in the basket count.
Incredible hustle by Carlos right there.
You'll get three shots at it very often, but that time Carlos made the third time a charm. The foul was on Charles Hervey. That's his first foul for the Rockets. 25-15. Carlos Paul tonight, 2 out of 2 from the line, has 7 points. Free throw, no good. And the rebound taken down by Hervey for the Rockets. They come back, down by 10. Free throw line, step through, right-hand floater is up and good by Yashawn McKenzie. He has 5, and it's 25-17. Kendon Peebles, front court to Downey, who sets up their offense. High post on the right side at the elbow. Carlos puts it on the floor. goes in, leans in, puts it high off the board, no good, tipped by Whitaker, no good. And Riley's going to be called for a reach-in foul. And that stops the clock at 7:55 in the first half. 25-17 Grizzly.
Second foul on Whitaker there.
So two on Riley. And now the Rockets will set up their offense as the Grizzlies go to a zone. Back to a 2-3 zone, curling down the middle. Here's a ball driven in, ball tied up. That should have been a jump ball, and it is a jump ball, and it's Grizzly basketball. Good play by Kenton Peebles as he capped the shot on the behalf of McKenzie. And he put a quick end to that. It's going to be the second turnover on the Rockets. Grizzlies only have one turnover here in the first half. 2-2-1, full court press. Grizzlies will break it. It's time to spare. Kyle Germany will hand it now to Downey, who will hand it to Kenton Peeble, top of the circle. We'll hand it off now to Germany. Three ball, right point, back iron won't fall. Rebound comes off, taken down by Hervey for the Rockets, and they come back. Well, we've been a little bit of a lull here. Haven't scored in a little bit. If we can break out of that. Grizzlies back on defense at the right elbow to the baseline. Wraparound pass to the far corner. Deflected and picked up there by Christian Blair. In the paint, they get it inside to the big kid, and Hervey puts it in with the left hand off the glass. It's 25-19. Javian Downey in the front court, left side. High screen, goes right. Hook pass into Lionel, makes the catch, gets hammered twice. And finally, a foul is called.
I was wondering when that whistle was going to come in there.
If you saw any of the first game tonight, you wouldn't have been very optimistic. Because it was pretty much anything goes. The foul, the previous foul, is called on Janile Pittman. That's his first foul for the Rockets. Free throw shooter is Lionel with a 1-1, and it's good. Came over here one morning. Lionel was shooting free throws down here by himself, and I asked Jared about that. Coach Faye, and here's the next free throw, and it's good. And I said, that's pretty good. Lionel coming in working on his free throw shooting like this. He said he knows he has to because he knows he's going to get fouled late in games. And so he's very well aware of that and has been working on it. It looked like it there. He made 2 out of 2. Rockets against the Grizzlies zone, 27-19 Grizzlies, 6:22 to go in the first half. And here's a blocking foul on Kyle Germany as he impeded the progress of the Rocket ball handler in that case, McKenzie. And that's going to be the first foul on 00. Rockets throw it inbounds with Christian Blair. Lob it out to the point. Ball on the floor. Here's a right-hand runner. No good. The ball is out of bounds. It's going to be called out on McKenzie, and it'll go back to the Grizzlies. Carlos Paul will check back in for Tom Emmert, who wasn't out there for too long. And now the Grizzlies will bring it up. Urji Unami comes in for Tom Emmerich, and the Grizzlies out front with Kyle Germany. They go four low, out past high post. Looking to play some high low. Carlos dribbles in, gets it back to Kyle, fumbles it, takes it back up, bounce past low block, and there's the big kid going up. Kamwimba, a little body contact and no whistle, so back we go the other way. On the right wing, open shot, McKenzie for three, and it's good. Sean McKenzie's got 8.
Cuts the Grizzly lead to 5.
Low block, Carlos Paul. On the left side, to the middle, hook pass across, or pass across. Downey with a 3, and it's good. There you go, Javian. The right baseline, Blair. Now double team, bounce, pass out cross court, diagonal, now cross back, it goes to Blair in the corner. To the right point, open shot, McKenzie, another three is no good. Rebound, Carlos Paul. Grizzlies lead at 30-22. Up the floor. Kyle Germany keeps his dribble, gets it over, and now Kumwimba will move it back outside. 450 and counting. First half, 30-22. Grizzlies by 8. Kumwimba out front to Germany. Puts it on the floor. Bounce pass to the corner. Bad pass stolen. It'll be a foul on Germany in the backcourt. That'll be his second foul. And it'll be a 1-1 at the other end. And it'll be Cage Pitts in the ball game for the Grizzlies. For Kyle, Lionel Kumwimba comes out, and Tom Emmert comes right back in the ball game. So I'll give you a chance to think about this just for a second, but I'm going to ask you after these free throws what you see differently tonight and from the Grizzlies in the first half compared to the first half last night. First free throw here is good. One more try for Deshaun McKenzie. He'll be in double figures if he makes this one. 30-23 game, Grizzlies by 7. And the second is good. All right. What do you pick up on here besides better free throw shooting?
Well, besides the better free throw, less turnovers, so better ball handling, better ball control. And Tom Emmerich has been in the game a little bit more as well.
Amen on the turnover thing. I just have one. Bounce pass, low block. Good pass from Emmerich in to Paul. Lost the ball as he turned and lost it out of bounds. Turnover, that's number 2 on the Grizzlies. 4:19 to go in the first half. 30-24. Rockets with it. High post pass. They get it to Hervey at the right elbow. Moves it to the left side. McKenzie drives in. Took about three and a half steps. And they missed the lay-in. The rebound taken by Tom Emmerich. He'll get it to Downey. Cross-court pass. Gage pitch. Gage in the front court. Over on the left side. Low block. Tipped away. Ball tipped out of bounds by the Rockets. And it'll be Grizzly ball underneath. 19 to go on the shot clock. 3:49 to go on the game clock. Javian Downey inbounds from underneath their own basket. Bad pass inbounds, loose on the floor. Picked up by Gage Pitts. Good hustle by Gage. That saves the turnover right there. Bounce pass, Tom Emmerich, left point. Thought about a three. Now his ball is tipped away and loose. Now it's out of bounds. Last touch by the Rockets with, well, I guess change possession, so 20 on the shot clock. Lionel Kumwimba checking back in. Kendon Peebles checks back in. Urgy comes out. And Tom comes out. Tom will come out. So Kendon and Lionel are the down low people right now in this lineup, along with Carlos Paul. 5 on the shot clock. Javian Downey dribbles through the lane, got tripped, fell with the ball, travel violation. I guess he tripped himself. I guess. We have just been kind of stalled out here offensively in the last probably, well, really last 10 minutes of the half since the media timeout. Now in the left corner, the Rockets with it, trying to cut in the lead. Ball tipped by Gage Pitts. Kept alive, though. Out front, McKenzie gets in the lane, reaching foul on Gage Pitts. You know, since this game is really, it seems like since the game really slowed down about midway through the first half, we've had a much harder time getting looks at the basket and scoring. Free throw try by McKenzie is good.
I'd say that's a fair assessment, Harlan. I was wondering what it was, but you hit the nail on the head.
the pace of the game slowed, and that really slowed the offense. Not that it was an up-and-down game, but there was more pace to the game, more even in the half court. Next free throw is good, and now McKenzie's made four in a row, and it's a four-point game. Looked like we might pull away there for just a while. Here's Kendon Peebles out front. He'll pull it back outside. Christopher Fountain guards him. Over on the right wing, Carlos Paul to the point. Lionel Kamwimba will hand it to Kendon. Kendon lost the basketball, just flat flew out of his hands and out of bounds. And the Grizzlies with their fourth turnover. Ever since made a big deal out of that turnover thing, we turned it over three times. But Riley Whitaker will check in for Kendon. We've just pretty much kind of sat back and said, come on, get back in the ball game here. At the point, McKenzie to the right wing. Open shot for a three is off the mark. No good. Ball is going to be rebounded inside by Hervey. He missed it. And the ball is picked up finally by Gage Pitts. Get the ball inside. That's always a good idea. There you go. Lob over the top. Lionel with a catch. Goes up and he missed it. And the rebound on the weak side is pulled down by McKenzie. Over on the right side, Brandon Hagwood in the ball game now. Hagwood in the ball game now for the Rockets. In the paint, here's a drive back to him. Hagwood in the corner for a three, rims in and out. The rebound for Riley Whitaker for the Grizzlies. Riley with a catch on the wing, bounce pass, gives it back to Riley with an up fake. Dribbles over, bounce pass back out to Gage. 18 on the shot clock, 1:34 on the game clock, first half. Grizzlies up by four, 30-26. Gage dribbles in, stops, bounce pass over. Downey, far side pass, tipped out of bounds. And Javian was standing out of bounds. I guess he thought the ball hit the backboard or something, but he caught it while he was standing out of bounds, and that is turnover number five.
That might be the most unusual play I have seen in quite a long time.
He was a victim of circumstance. Kamari Vinson in the ball game for the Grizzlies, freshman from Virginia. Tom Emmerich back in. Grizzlies go back to their 2-3 zone. 115, 30-26 the score. Over on the right side, Yashawn McKenzie. Over on the left side. Put on the floor, wraparound pass. Great feed. Layup is up and good by Brennan Hagwood. And it's a two-point game with a minute to go in the half. Javon down low block. Carlos Paul pokes up inside. Gets in the lane, leans in. Right-hand baby hook, no good. Had his own rebound, lost it. And now, with 40 seconds to go in the half, Rockets could tie or take the lead. Fountain on the left side to the point. McKenzie picked up by Vincent. Left baseline, Hagwood dribbles now to the left elbow. Pass left, baseline up, and under layup is no good. Rebound, Javian Downey with 22 seconds to go. Top of the circle with 14 to go in the half. Vincent has it on the right sideline. We'll hand it off to Javian Downey, and he got fouled. And he'll shoot two shots. Because that is foul, team foul number 10 on the Rockets.
During that lull that we had for the Grizzlies, we also lost our foul advantage, catching up 18 fouls for the Grizzlies, 10 for the Rockets.
Javian Downey shoots two, first one good. Last night in the first half, we were pretty good from the free throw line, 7 out of 9. And right now, we are 8 out of 9, make it 9 out of 10. 32-28, 7 seconds to go in the half. Now for a ball stolen away, Kendon Peebles, he's got time. He takes it all the way, puts it up. Good! Foul on the play in the basket count. Big play there by Kendon Peebles. That's a shot in the arm right before the half.
Yes, it is, and it's exactly what we needed.
So it'll be one free throw for Kendon Peebles. His first points of the half. And Darren Combs will come in the game for Javian Downey with just a minute. One 1.4 seconds to go in the first half. Cannon will get one free throw. And it's good. A three-point play. That really helps. And the shot from midcourt at the end of the half comes up short. And we're at the half, and the Grizzlies enjoy a 35-28 lead over the Rockets from East Camden, Arkansas. That takes us to Grizzly Halftime. And Grizzly Halftime is brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. New beginnings and endless possibilities. Grizzly Interview is next on Hot Country KDY.